Generals.
1 Gram Army brings to you an episode from the vault.
Welcome. Welcome to the
1 Gram Army podcast.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
Generals, welcome to the 1 Gram Army Podcast. I am Graham. Joining me, Tony Baltimore.
What up?
Host of Pod Caviar, CEO of Shirt Caviar, creator of the shirts you may see us in. Or if you're listening, just imagine some very glorious shirts.
Of a magnificent shirt.
Just awe-inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah,
mind-bending designs.
Got some in the vault for 2020.
Yep, already. Shirtcaviar.com.
Yeah,
for all of your jaw-dropping shirt and otherwise fashion needs.
Yeah,
you have a lot of stuff going on there.
There's a lot that's going on there.
I know. I noticed you have like a whole women's boutique now.
The women's boutique, a men's section, accessories, phone cases, all that, man.
Themed collections, everything. Fantastic. I sometimes just enjoy perusing your website.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody to do. Just go there and then go through everything and you'll find something that you like.
Absolutely.
It's so much, so many items on there.
Yep.
And it's amazing.
Also, you have some sort of military inspired shirts.
Yes,
which
do.
Reminds me that today, probably this will be a red letter day in the history of this podcast in that I will do a podcast about a holiday and then the podcast will come out on that holiday.
Oh shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Instead of like doing a podcast about a holiday and then like a week later people get to hear my thoughts about Mother's Day. Yeah. So we're trying to but so today is Memorial Day as the day of the dropping of this podcast, if you're getting the audio early Sunday afternoon. And it actually what prompted me to really want to mention Memorial Day on the podcast wasn't necessarily a lot of the usual like heavy fisted teary eyed politician talk about Memorial Day. We understand, people understand that it's a day of, you know, remembering people who've died in defense of this country. We touched on it a little bit last week because when I was talking about the history of Mother's Day,
right,
or week before last, that when I was talking about the history of Mother's Day, that was sort of the genesis of the two are somewhat synergetic.
Yeah, they are.
In that, like, the woman who started Mother's Day felt like there should be a Memorial Day for the mothers, of the people about which we support, celebrate Memorial Day.
Yeah.
The meme is making its rounds again, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. I can pull it up if you're not, but I'm sure you've seen it, where it's like, just in case you thought today was National Barbecue Day, and it's like a picture of like, it's like the drawing of soldiers holding up America, or like the people at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You know that one.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at one yesterday. It had me thinking. I was like, you know, I think part of the deal, though, is that you should celebrate on that day so that you're celebrating the freedoms and, you know,
you're just using the freedom that you were
and
afforded.
Abundance that was afforded by those people's sacrifices.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's always sort of this undertone, like this kind of snarky undertone to that meme that like you're supposed to feel guilty on Memorial Day.
Right.
That like remembrance involves feeling guilty.
No. It's either Memorial Day, they have that meme, or when in between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, there's always that meme that's like, don't thank me on Memorial Day, I'm a veteran. Thank me on Veterans Day. Like, who gives a fuck?
Nobody.
If somebody thanks you, just say you're welcome and keep it moving.
Exactly. What do you mean?
I hate that shit, man.
Who are you?
The people who do that shit likely have never served or haven't served past their initial enlistment.
Right.
And that's fine if you do that, but don't act like you're fucking G.I. Joe.
Yeah, how about you take it easy?
Yeah, just throttle it back. Just you take yourself too serious. Everybody does it at times, but just throttle back.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find a meme like that on a like an ex-Delta Force member's Facebook page.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those guys don't.
No.
They're not on the internet looking for attention.
Fuck no.
Quite the opposite, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But that meme, though, it's always rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. But it's also one of those things where it's like it's difficult to push back against something like that. But that was how it landed on me this year. I was like, no, we should all make an effort to celebrate really hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not go anywhere. Not for me. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like this last week, everybody's been telling me about their like big Memorial Day weekend plans.
Yeah, no, no. I'm not going anywhere. And I said that maybe next weekend we'll go somewhere.
That'd be perfect.
I don't like crowds. And there's nothing but crowds at the beaches. Everywhere. And that's exactly where I want to be at every weekend during the summer. Mm-hmm. Dude, if I could do Pod Caviar on the beach every weekend during the summer, yeah. I would do that. Just not on holidays. That means Memorial Day and like July 4th. No.
No. Memorial Day, Labor Day, all of those, like, all of the three-day weekends, you're just looking at your prospects are, hey, I want to go do something I enjoy. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that, because wherever you're going, there's going to be an ass ton of people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless what you enjoy doing is sitting in front of the post office, then you could enjoy your Monday in peace
every day.
You know what I mean? Right. But the post office would be closed.
Except for like what, the week before Christmas when it's like the busiest. All these goddamn people at the post office this one day out of the year.
Yeah, and this is when I like sitting in front of the post office. But unless you hang out in front of government buildings, Memorial Day, wherever you go, right. you're going to encounter the thralling masses, throngs of people all fighting for a spot to try to enjoy themselves. And I listened to all these people all week, everybody I know, talking about all their Memorial Day plans, and they're all stressed out, and they're like, then we got to drive back on Monday, you know, we got to leave at like 4:30 in the morning so we don't get caught in traffic. And I'm like, why don't you just stay home?
Yeah.
You get three days of not being at work.
Yeah, or, you know what, take an extra day of leave.
There you go.
That way you don't have to worry about traffic either going down or coming back, depending on what you want.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people, though, too, who are in a position where their employment, maybe they work a regular schedule during the week, but they don't get a lot of vacation time.
Yeah.
So then they get a three-day weekend, and they feel like that's when they should take their family on a vacation.
Yeah.
And to that I say, why don't you calm down?
Yeah. Take a deep breath.
Go on a regular weekend. Or go out Martin Luther King Day. Take them to the beach. Well, I guess it's cold, but... Either way,
shit,
there's other 3-day weekends, right?
No, there is,
I guess maybe that's why it's easier.
No, fucking go on MLK Day. Nobody's else. There's nobody going to be there.
You'll have solitude, which has so much more value than being like, well, and that's the thing, too. I've never like run into somebody on the Tuesday after Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, what'd you do? And they're like, oh, I went to, you know, name a place, Myrtle Beach, Savannah. Mm-hmm. I went to Miami. I went to Florida. I went to the Dells. I went wherever, you know, wherever people go in their part of the country for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Never is anyone like, and it was great and everything went totally smooth and, you know, like not that many people out. And we had a great time. No, it's always like they come in there and they look like they need a vacation.
Right.
They just got done with not having to come to work for 3 days.
Because they... Like you said, they get stressed out and then you spend a shit ton of money that they haven't saved up.
Yep.
It's poor planning.
Yeah, who the fuck prepares for Memorial Day?
Right, yeah. So
Arlington National Cemetery, and that's about it.
That's about it.
Yep.
And that's literally it.
Yeah.
And you know, they come back and they're like, oh, goddamn, you know, oh, the traffic was so bad. And then, you know, we couldn't find a good spot on the beach. And it's like, well, what do you expect?
Yeah, a guy drowned. There was a bunch of fights. Yeah, it's like,
there might be sharks involved. I mean,
no,
come
I don't
on.
Any parts of that?
None.
Especially if you're going to Florida.
Right.
Like, first of all, I'm a guy who has to go to Florida for work from time to time now. And every time I go into that state, I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is.
And then you want to go during a time where there's like extra people.
Yeah.
Like more people than normal.
Yeah.
Hanging out in Florida.
Fuck that.
The odds.
It's already like, remember the Super Mario Brothers movie where they went and they went to fucking like the where Bowser was and everything?
Yeah.
That world.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of how Florida is. So it's
very similar. That's actually a pretty good allegory for how Florida is.
Yeah.
Fucking Florida. But yeah, this is a weekend though, and that's what I say too. Is I'm like, if you really want to honor the weekend, stay home, hang out with your friends, you know, have some drinks, you know. Give yourself some time to enjoy the freedoms that were afforded to you by what is based on what Memorial Day is based on in the first place.
Yeah,
you know, and to be honest with you, I don't necessarily agree with it. But also, one of the freedoms that's been afforded to you by that is to not even give a shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the case for me, obviously. Right. I know me and you share similar views on this.
Yeah.
But also, though, if you're an American and you're like, I don't give a fuck about Memorial Day, fuck Normandy. Yeah, you know,
that's your prerogative.
That is.
You have that freedom.
Yeah, I disagree, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah. also that's a freedom that was afforded to you.
People have the freedom to tell you to fuck off, too.
Yep,
so.
Exactly. And if you're, you know, if you're a Cardinals fan and you live in Missouri, you know, I may not support it, but I support your right to say things like this.
White power. How are you guys doing?
Have a good Memorial Day, buddy.
Go ahead.
That's your right. It's a First Amendment right.
It is.
I don't agree with you.
But hey,
it's funny, but I don't agree with you.
You know, the Cardinals and the Cubs are going to play a game in like England next year. Did you hear about that? I meant to say something.
I didn't know it was going to be them. I knew MLB was talking about.
Yeah, that's the two teams.
You know, I think that is a real bogus money grab by those two teams. But I'm also like, maybe I'll start saving now. And I'll fly to England to go watch. Dude. I could go to St. Louis or Chicago and stay with people I know and go to see either of those teams or see them play each other here in this country for, you know, considerably less than it would cost to fly to England. But there's a part of me that's like, yeah, but I could be at a.
You could be there.
Totally for the novelty. There's no tradition there.
No.
And I definitely don't like the idea of taking the American pastime back to the fucking empire.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know
weird.
What I mean?
That's
I don't weird enjoy as shit. That.
Do they have baseball fields in England?
They play a game called Rounders.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, actually, it's odd, though. I mean, they have American football teams in England, especially in London. There's a lot of like kids in the UK.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Who's the guy? There's a receiver that plays and I can't remember his name now, but he is British. He's from like Brixton or something, or Hackney in London. And I saw a Vice documentary or something where he was going around and like to all these like American football fields where kids were playing American football. See, I don't have a problem sending football to the UK.
Yeah, because it seems like it's a better fit between the two countries. But baseball is like,
I don't know.
They're not going to understand. It's like us watching cricket. Like we had an episode where we tried to understand and unravel cricket. So it's like,
in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Those cricket games last days.
The Cubs Cardinals thing, though, is definitely not going to draw a lot of locals, I don't think.
No.
I think what it will draw is a lot of peep Cubs and Cardinals fans with more money than sense from the States.
Yeah.
Who are going to fly to the UK.
Yeah.
Go to that game and do a live podcast from the parking lot.
I see what you did there. I got it.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Did I cover Memorial Day sufficiently?
I think
we're in agreement. I don't think people necessarily need to feel
guilty. If you have Memorial Day, let us know what you did for Memorial Day so we can talk about it on the podcast.
847-665-9238.
And if it was a disaster, do it anonymously or say it wants to be anonymous so we can just let you have it.
Yeah, even if I know you, I'll protect your anonymity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As you remind me. But I think we covered that. But that was the overarching thing was I definitely wanted to mention on the podcast that I don't think that people need to feel guilty to appreciate Memorial Day.
No, don't feel guilty appreciating any of this shit.
Dick Cheney should feel guilty on Memorial Day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Donald Rumsfeld should feel guilty on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
There's probably other people who are alive who should feel guilty on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But we don't throw that at them.
No.
You just throw that at random people on the internet.
Right.
So you're like, oh, you piece of shit, and you're out here grilling, enjoying
your freedom, putting hot dogs on the grill, son of a bitch.
Nah, you should be in the house crying, man.
Enjoy your barbecue. I mean, honest to God. Yeah. Smoke that fucking Boston butt.
Do that thing.
Yeah. Save me a plate, please.
Yep. I'm sure you noticed when you came in here that there's a keyboard in here.
I see that.
Yeah. I don't even know if it fit into the camera. I noticed when you walked, there was a bit of a pause.
Shenanigans.
When you walked by.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
So this, I don't think this will necessarily be a permanent installation, this keyboard. But my parents were down here last week hanging out with my daughter, and they bought her this real simple keyboard, this little Yamaha keyboard here, because she wants to learn how to play piano. They taught her a few things. She's been practicing.
That's good.
They were here for a few days with her while I was out of town for work. When I came back and saw it, I was like, well, that's going to be a problem. Because to be honest, I mean, I know you know do since we used to make music together. We've probably both owned 600 iterations of this exact Yamaha keyboard.
Yeah.
And it, but that, so I wanted to involve it in this podcast though, because I came in, I saw the keyboard was in there. Macy was like, "Hey, let me show you what I learned." And she was like, showing me a little Heart and Soul. And I was like, "Oh, that's sweet, baby." And she was like, "You know how to play anything?" And I was like, "Yeah, I know how to work one of these keyboards." And so the first thing I did was this. You know,
yeah.
And I was, she was like, "What's that?" I was like, "Well, let me show you what this keyboard's really for."
Right.
Let me show you.
No, you think it's just for making music, and that's fine. But no,
it's also for very hilarious things. And all of these are all these are all the same old breaks.
The same, yeah, they're the same sounds.
Yeah, it was funny too because I was like, some of these, I was like, "Oh, I remember where these are."
Yeah.
You know.
The same exact sound. Yeah, that is all, so awesome.
Isn't it funny though? Yeah, because I was like,
yeah,
it's all right there.
Yeah,
it's all, but it's funny. I was like, man,
they didn't even update them. You would think you would get some HD remake, but it's all the same.
No, they sound still all sound the same. They don't. This doesn't really sound very good. This Lion doesn't sound very realistic. It's all. It's all the old classics, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, so I was concerned though as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna take that."
Yeah.
Like, I got work to do.
Yeah.
I got important work to do. No.
Oh yeah.
It is fun though, because you know, everybody remembers these.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It reminds me of 100% of the music from the 90s sounded exactly like
that. Oh, yeah. No, that's like a... This is a fucking club banger in the 90s.
Yeah,
just this.
It's just that and for like 30 minutes and then you have somebody like you repeat the same loop over and over again. That is how dance music sounded. Before it was called EDM, we called it dance music in the 90s and it sounded just like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'd be something like, just a Vogue, just a Vogue, just a Vogue, just a Vogue.
Everybody dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I told Maisie, I was like, there was a time where there was a whole genre of music that just sounded like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the reason is because people used to get packed in little sweaty ass dance floors and they used to play that shit. They used to take like all sorts of
drugs, psychedelics.
Yeah. And it didn't matter what the music sounded like because you just felt good.
So. Yeah, exactly. And that right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This sound right here spreads so much AIDS.
Yeah.
This loop by itself.
Yeah, that loop right there. It should be abolished and deleted from all keyboards ever.
This right there. Loop,
yeah.
Oh, it's the same too. Look, because like if you go further down, it slows down a little bit.
Yep. There it is. See, when you did that, that's when the DJ came in and be like, "You're listening to 93.7, all the hottest dance music from the 90s. And next up is DJ so-and-so with this hit." And it'd be the same song.
But faster.
But faster. Yeah, there it is. Yep.
There's the new song.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep, that was everything.
That's when we should have been making music.
Dude.
We would have cashed out.
We would have
fucking cashed out. Yeah.
I might have done a whole album of that.
Yeah.
You know, actually, in the whole time I was making music, I did actually record a techno album when I was in high school.
Oh, shit.
But I just, like, used techno loops off of one of those acid CDs and added Simpsons clips to them and
God.
It would be like, and it'd be like, "That's a nice fluting boy." And it would just do that like over and over again.
See,
I sold more of those than any piece of music I ever made ever.
Yeah.
Because we people were like, "Oh, this shit is awesome."
Yeah, we could have been fucking EDM masters doing that shit.
No, absolutely. Yeah. We should have been paying attention.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to be like fucking genius lyrical wordsmiths.
Right.
And do some sort of knockoff Dipset. We should have just did this.
That's it. That's all we needed.
And just be in the club like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yep. People going nuts.
That was it.
That's all you needed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then each person would have like a different key.
Yep.
And a different. Oh. Yep. Fuck.
Everybody.
Yeah, now we need
But they're all in the same place still.
Yo, 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 yo. Oh, get out. That one. Get out. Yeah. Get out. Go.
They're all that go. I wonder how dead that Japanese guy is. Like, is this guy even still alive?
No.
Because, see, these, some of these are, like, from break records. Mm-hmm. Like, some of them are just rips off of old break records, you know, the DJs used to use.
Yeah.
But this guy is, that, if you listen real carefully.
Go! Go!
It sounds like a Japanese guy in, like, the Yamaha factory.
Yeah.
Going.
Go! 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 Go!
Yeah. You know, yeah. They just don't have this one yet.
You, Duffy!
Yeah. They just don't have
they
that
put that on there, that'd be the greatest keyboard ever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, ever.
Sell a billion units.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that was fun, though, because that's why. And then I drug it in here just to do this. It was a huge pain in the ass to put this thing in here because I was like, I didn't really have any room for it.
Yeah,
it has to be plugged in. I got to plug it in. I got to get the levels. But yeah, I dragged it in here just for that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna stop doing it.
No, fuck no.
I set all this up. I watched the face of my sweet little daughter. Like, what did Daddy need that keyboard for?
Yeah, no.
Important work.
A history lesson.
Important history.
Down memory lane. That's it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's all the same old sounds too, though. I mean, it's like some of these too. If you listen to a lot of the old beats I used to make, a lot of these are like all the same old sounds.
Yeah,
it's all the same stuff.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
So as soon as I move to the new studio, I'm going to get a synthesizer. I want a synthesizer.
Proper synthesizer.
I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
That's going to be the final instructions will be heavily synthesized.
Yeah. That's my thing too, is because I was like, when I saw it, I was like, you know, I know how to do a lot with that.
Yeah.
I can do a lot of stuff with that by cutting it together and multi-tracking.
We were real good at taking the small sound and like just piecing everything off of it, like fucking... Like piranhas, where they put like a leg of cow down there and you lift it up and it's nothing but bone.
Yeah.
That was us.
They'd drag all the meat off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But it is. It's all the same stuff. I was going to say, too, there's one other thing. Where is it? It starts here. Yeah. Because you remember, too, there would always be like a bank of sound effects.
Yeah.
You know, like this is like the, remember the fret noise sound effect? That was a big deal at one point. Like we're in between a guitar note, you'd be like...
Mm-hmm.
It still sounds like shit.
Yeah.
It still doesn't sound anything like a fret.
No, it doesn't. No. I like the flutes. The flutes were good.
String slaps.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, these are good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
These are some good sound effects.
Yeah.
That's one that could be useful if you're doing like a skit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to say that. We can definitely use all of those.
Yeah, those have value.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of these that are good. Now, this is a shower. Let's see how much like a shower this sounds.
God, I remember that shit. It's just different octaves of a shower.
Yeah. When it was always like you could try to find the one where it was like what they recorded at.
Yeah.
But it's still none of it sounds like a. It sounds like fire.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a really good one. This is a really good one.
Oh, God.
8-bit thunder, baby.
Yeah.
This is, I want to say that's like from like the beginning of the original Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Like the the login screen.
Yeah, and a lot of that shit was shared between gaming and
wind,
music. Yeah.
Wind. A stream.
Oh, God.
Seashore. Bubbles. Let's see. Oh, this one is called Feed. I always remembered this one because I could never quite figure out what was going on here. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It sounds like...
I don't know,
this
man.
Is good, too, though. You get the dog ones.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It doesn't sound anything like a dog.
No, it doesn't. No.
I'm sure listeners
are
loving
this. If you turn it all that way up... What the fuck is
that? I like that one.
That could be used.
That has value.
Yeah, that has value. Yeah. That has value.
I like that.
Yeah. No.
I'll leave it there. I don't want to further denigrate the keyboard after it brought us that one. Yeah. But be looking for that one at some point because I do like that one. That was a little tripped out.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I like that.
But I didn't want to drag this in here and not at least burn at least a whole 5 minutes of the podcast.
Of course.
Not using the keyboard.
Yeah.
That'd be. And then there's also the horrifying prospect, too, of me finding like a really good synthesizer sound or like orchestra sound and then like being like my own like band over here, like, yeah, hey, coming up, it's Tony
I fucking come in here and you got the damn the Daft Punk mask going. I'm like, okay,
things have changed. Yeah. The format of the podcast has shifted a bit as a result of this $50 Yamaha keyboard.
Okay, so we're on a different page now. Yeah. Okay,
change of chapters. It evolves.
It happens.
It does its own thing.
It happens. Hey, it happens.
Yeah, I used it for a bunch of stuff this weekend that I've yet to finish working on. Mm-hmm. Really what made, I actually was thinking about it on the way back to Florida. I didn't know there'd be a keyboard at my house, but I was like, man, maybe I'll break out my little sequencer. Because I had this idea, because I was listening to podcasts and people talking in the car for most of my ride until I couldn't do it anymore because everybody's talking about the abortion laws, right?
Yeah.
Which, I considered sharing my opinion on these things on the podcast, but I've been way too political lately and I haven't been political at all, but still, too much for me.
Yeah.
So I figured instead of talking about it, I would write a song about my thoughts of on that. I'm not touching that. Da, da, da. And that's
there
how
it
I
is.
Feel
yep.
about it.
There it is.
And that was what I used the keyboard for. Yeah.
Nice.
And I mean, that's going to come in handy.
Yeah.
More than once.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that at the top of the soundboard. Mm-hmm. So I always remember if I start like really getting off course, I can always just. I'm not touching that. Da, da, da. Yeah.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah.
That is gonna solve so many problems.
It is.
That's also what you waited an hour to start the podcast for.
Totally worth it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sure that's for my benefit, but I appreciate it. I told you before we started, I was like, awesome. You're going to hear the joke I did for that took me an hour to find my thumb drive for, but it'll be worth it. And I'm glad you at least told me it was.
Yeah.
After
that's
all
awesome.
That.
Nah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm going to have more of those. I think that's really where the keyboard's going to play in.
Yeah.
It's more.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You bring that in here. We can make a lot of it. Like, get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Is he fucking serious? Mm-hmm. No. Nope. But we got to do a shut the fuck up one.
Yeah. Well, that one, too, is already pretty much set up for something like, lick my fucking nuts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You get to suck my fucking dick. I mean, it's pretty universal. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much any immature thing you can think of will fit over that. Because I thought up that little song while I was on my way back from Florida. I was like, am I going to talk about that on the podcast? And I was like, oh, I'm not touching
No.
Need to lay that down.
Yeah. I know. Hey, listen, I know we talk about politics between the two podcasts a lot, but hey, we're not a political podcast.
No.
We're just two guys. Talking a lot of shit, dropping knowledge, having a good time.
Yeah.
If we get into politics, there's a lot of layers into it, and then we're just being stressed out. It's a lot of stress that goes into that shit. That's why the guys who have political podcasts, they always have their shirts rolled up and their sleeves
and
rolled up.
They're sweating and shit.
And, you know, got the armpit shit, and they're just always breathing heavy, and they got a fucking stack of papers like, all right, in this episode, we're going to talk about all this and how the liberals.
Rush Limbaugh was always big on that. Like, you'd hear him doing Bill Clinton. Like, he's really actually looking at something.
Right, yeah. He wasn't. No.
But there is not. I would say we do very little political stuff, even between the two podcasts. We do things that sort of like are political issues to other people.
Yeah.
You know, but and I had really had kind of gotten worked up because I was like, oh, that Cubs circle game thing, maybe that was a little too current, but that involves the Cubs. So
I felt due diligence. If there's anything dealing with the Cubs, I would feel like you'd be the guy to talk about
it. Yeah, I might
shit,
as well
you know?
Not talk about it. Yeah. Oh, and in that vein, actually. So remember, we were talking about this Cubs circle game thing, and for people who missed the episode, it's the most recent episode. You always go back and listen to it. But in brief, a Cubs fan was banned for life from Wrigley Field for doing the circle game behind Doug Glanville, who's a black reporter for ESPN.
Yeah.
Somebody told the Cubs that's the white power symbol. Mm-hmm. They did an investigation for a day, not into the person's motives, but to find out who he was, and then immediately banned him.
Yeah.
I assumed that it was because of the issues with their second baseman, Addison Russell, and he had recently had some domestic violence stuff and was coming back off a suspension. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people, not me, who felt like they didn't do enough about it, but there was. So I assumed that was why they overreacted to the circle game. Actually, what happened was shortly after that circle game thing came out, it came out that the patriarch of the Ricketts family, I'll go ahead and pull this up. I mean, you don't really need the specifics, but Ricketts racist emails. So the father of the kids, the well, they're not kids, they're adults themselves, who own the Chicago Cubs. A bunch of emails surfaced that he made a bunch of really racist comments about Islamic people.
Oh, shit.
About Muslims. There were a lot of, even in this article, there was a lot of deflecting back to talking about Addison Russell and mm-hmm. kind of sweeping this under the rug. But the release of these racist emails, I think, pretty much closes the case on why they overreacted about the Circle game.
Oh, shit.
Because they knew they sort of had a racial scandal. And instead of addressing their own shit, like in-house, they were like, no, we'll make sure that everyone knows we don't accept that at Wrigley Field.
Even though what the guy did wasn't racist.
Yeah, and
fuck
that
guy specifically because he just bailed us out. Yeah. But still, fuck him.
Yeah. Which is interesting, too.
Oh, boy.
Because as this saga has continued, I've seen no evidence of any kind that this guy did it as like racially.
No.
You know what I mean? That it was racist.
You're not going to.
But that explains all that money at stake. Because we talked about it. I was like, it's like a $1 billion business. Of course you're gonna look for a scapegoat, and what's easier than just some dude in the stands.
Right.
You got a black announcer involved. Like, as far as the Twitterverse is concerned, that's sort of the perfect storm of like, see, we don't put up with that shit.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
super progressive.
Yeah. And that just the few press people that were like, I'm absolutely sickened by this. Like, I'm absolutely sickened that you don't know.
No, that's the circle game. I feel like I should be walking around giving it to you every time I see you now.
And like I said in the last episode, if that guy was a white supremacist, we would all know because they know his name and they've done some research on him as a person.
Well,
you would uncover that
his
shit.
Facebook
old tweets
would be
or,
all over the
Facebook,
news.
Yeah, social
tweets,
media alone, you know.
So, that was a good point, too. I mean, to me, that kind of closed the door. Like,
yeah.
Well, maybe he was. Well, clearly he wasn't because they would have doxed the shit out of that
guy. Exactly. So, whatever.
Very silly.
Yeah. Come be an Orioles fan. The Orioles are the record holders for giving up the most home runs the quickest in a season.
Yeah, I
saw. These guys are really good at having holding records for the worst shit that you can ever hold records for in baseball.
Yeah, I know I mentioned I didn't have a clip ready for you.
Fucking. But, the Orioles, great job. Good job, Orioles. Thumbs up.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Blow it. Let's see. I feel like this should pretty much. Oh, no. These are old hit highlights. Anyway, I saw a highlight very recently of the Orioles trying to turn a double play and instead allowing two runs to score.
Yeah. That was the most error-filled play in MLB history.
I was going to say, I think that's accurate.
So that means in the past month, they've just had that record. They had the home run record.
Yeah.
They're not doing good. Okay. And this goes back to last season when they were like the first team to be eliminated from MLB, the playoff contention after the All-Star game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, they were eliminated last year. Like I think it was before the All-Star break. Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Mathematically, you could win out the rest of the season and you're not
going
to make
the
playoffs.
Still not going anywhere, yeah.
Woo. Yeah, that's a bad place to be halfway through the season.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I'm a Cubs fan, though, dude. I'm telling you, like, it'll take the team being sold.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else will come in there.
That's what it
get
is.
Your Billy Bean. Yeah. You'll get your Theo Epstein moment, and they will rise.
Peter Angelos is apparently immortal because he was old when we were kids.
Yeah.
And he's still alive and still on the team.
Yeah, I think he was like old when Oral Hershiser was the manager of the Orioles. Yeah.
Yeah. Odd fact, Tom Clancy was at one point in time co-owner of the Orioles.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Imagine he's pulled out since then.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Yeah. Pretty sure Tom Clancy died a couple years ago.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Possibly. I don't know. I didn't know that. Well, there's something we can look up as we wrap up the podcast.
Yeah.
Since we never...
I'm pretty sure I heard about him dying.
We don't ever really end on a high note here, but I'm curious about whether Tom Clancy's alive or not. Yeah, it says was on Wikipedia. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, that means he checked out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Got sick and tired of seeing the Orioles lose.
If you're famous and you have a Wikipedia page, your goal is to just stay as an is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Tony because Baltimore to, is.
Yeah.
You, once, once you, that was is what's scary.
Yeah.
You know?
That was is very scary.
Yeah, because they don't give you a was like if you're like, you know, Millie Vanilli.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not like... this member of Milli Vanilli was a musician. They're right. Like, oh, he is a musician. Yeah. Even though was is appropriate.
Right.
Is and was, yeah. Life and death.
Yeah.
That's it on Wikipedia.
One of those guys died too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
I probably remember that because that was the fucking example.
Milli Vanilli, yep.
Yeah, that was the example.
Milli fucking Vanilli.
Yep. Well, I think we've done enough damage here.
Blame it on the rain. That was a jam, dog.
I actually didn't remember that that was the sound that was pulled up there. I was expecting it to go, woo, woo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I do hope everybody enjoys their Memorial Days. Be safe.
Yeah, be
Have
safe.
Fun. Enjoy.
Grill
the,
out. Enjoy this shit. Enjoy
freedoms.
America.
Yeah.
See people, hang out, have alcohol, beer.
You're
Just
watching.
Have fun.
You're watching this podcast. This is an embodiment of the spirit
mm-hmm.
of being able to enjoy the freedoms you have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It damn sure is.
I'm Graham. That's Tony. Don't forget 847-665-9238, 847-665-9238, 847-665-9238 is the number. Mm-hmm. You call the Owen Graham Army hotline. Mm-hmm. You leave a message. You change the world. Don't forget to visit shirtcaviar.com. We're going to flip over and record an episode of Tony's podcast Boom. Called Pod Caviar.
Yes.
Go check that out, too.
Yes.
And if you haven't, I probably can't help you.
No, it's past that time.
Yeah.
That's an old penitentiary trick.
Welcome. One Graham. One Graham. Welcome to the
One Graham Army podcast.
Welcome. One Graham. Welcome.
One Graham.
Welcome. One Graham. Welcome to the
One Graham Army podcast.